welcome to Be Simply. This is Shea, and I want to give thanks for all of you connecting in this moment. Today, we're connecting to the dream and integrating the dream. As I've mentioned in the past, many cultures place great attention on the dreams, not to deter you or pull you away from your everyday life, but to provide you with greater understanding of what's unfolding and potentially give you greater awareness for how you might want to maneuver throughout your day or in the future. Now, this is a practice, and like anything, we can be more proficient at it. We can be a cleaner vessel, or we can move at it very rapidly and forget that this is something that is a practice, if you so do choose to participate in it. So to start, before we go into the integration, is to, one, really think about how you want to approach dreaming, and to really take an evaluation of your life, your set and setting. So for example, if you tend to not take care of your physical or your mental dwelling, this is going to impact your dreaming. And if you don't take care of that dreaming time too, this will impact your dreaming. The content, the media that you're taking in on a daily basis will impact your dreaming. The life that you're living will impact your dreaming. So what's so beautiful is you have an opportunity to test what I'm saying. I highly encourage you, if you are inspired, to test it out. Watch a certain kind of movie and maybe another kind of movie, and see how this starts to impact your dreaming and how there's a carryover, and do it closer to sleep, knowing that it might come into the dream state and it might be an influence on dreaming. So in this segment, when we're talking about integration, we have to know when we are best to sift out some of these influences that may be someone else's reality and not our own. So with that being said, what I'd love for you to do right now is that we are going to listen to a segment, and during this segment, I would love for you just to take an evaluation currently of how your set and setting is, and then when we come back, we will talk about integration, how to integrate your dreaming into your life, and if inspired, to shape-shift some of your set and setting baby steps where it feels natural, and you have to determine how important this is to you. So we'll go through the spectrum, and again, as I mentioned, many cultures, they had this as a symbiotic relationship of their life. There was no separation between dreaming and waking state. It was always this continuous interaction, as they would say at Hopi, between the upper world and the lower world. There was this communion and reverence for what was being communicated. The more time that you allow yourself to have awareness to that dreaming, the deeper you're going to understand the practice. And to be noted, out at the Hopi Reservation, no alcohol is allowed on the reservation. They will actually arrest them. So this is another topic that we'll talk about when we come back with that set and setting, something that you can evaluate what your lifestyle is like, evaluate your set and setting, evaluate your quality of your dreams, your quality of those beautiful experiences and those scary experiences. Those are these reflections. Just allow yourself to daydream. We're going to listen to Daydreamed. This is by the Gordon Brothers from Buddha Lounge. As you connect to it, it's a remix of Spirit Walk from Drum Medicine. As you listen to it, just do that evaluation, kind of recapitulation of where you're at in this moment in space, and really ask yourself how you would like your dreaming world to become a gateway, an access point, as a guide, so that you can maneuver through both worlds with great ease. gently bringing your awareness back to here. And that once again was Daydreamed. It is a remix of Spirit Walk from Drum Medicine by the Gordon Brothers and is available on Buddha Lounge. Hopefully you were able to start to connect to the quality of your dreaming and the set and setting that you currently are participating in. And we'll briefly discuss a couple things that can assist in that dreaming. In the last segment when we talked about dreaming, I mentioned an oolong tea, GABA, and gamma-aminobutyric acid is an amino that is naturally produced by our bodies, which helps inhibit the firing of neurons in the brain. Now, this tea can help you with going into that dreaming state. In addition, it's a beautiful practice to have a nice tea before you go to bed. A pour or this GABA will bring you into a calm state, especially if you still have work with you or family matters or whatever it might be. It just gives you that respite. In addition, it will clear your body. It's adaptogenic. So the overall effect, as mentioned last week in the segment, just to give you a little bit more information on this, and the links are below where you can purchase some of this tea, are that it actually has been used clinically for depressed individuals. It's for releases anti-stress, anti-anxiety, calming, and a relaxing nutrient. In addition, it's a non-addictive tranquilizer substitute. So, and it's been able to help people with prostate problems and depressed sex drive. So what's happening here is sometimes we're causing so much taxing on our body that this tea actually gives you this opening, and it's nitrogen-rich oxygen creates a free atmosphere, and the concentration of these elements become higher than any type of tea. So it's also good for lowering blood pressure, increasing mental alertness, weight loss, and as mentioned, stress and anxiety relief. So that alone can assist you in your dreaming quality. If your mind races a lot throughout the day, if you create a lot of stories about yourself and others, great, great tea to bring into your life, or as mentioned, more of a subtle meditative tea like pours at night are really nice. Pour. We can talk about those more later. And so dreaming, step one, to have a nice ritual as we talked about going into that dreaming, that set and setting. Step two, if you are consuming alcohol on a regular basis, this will most definitely impact your life on many levels. It's a neurotoxin, and it actually is a poison to every organ in your body, despite how the encouragement is to drink wine for your heart. Just be mindful with that and understand that that will alter your ability to have discernment within the dreaming state. So if you are feeling like you have a lot of psychic gifts and you're doing different things, but you drink a lot of alcohol, be very, very careful. It will probably be best to do a whole other segment on that, because you're opening yourself up to a lot of things that may not be in the highest and best for you and the people around you. As mentioned in Chinese medicine, if you want to find a ghost, go to a bar. We'll leave it there for right now as number two. So tea, you might consider the omission of alcohol or reduction of it, and really phasing it back before you enter into that dreaming state so you can be in a clear state at nighttime. The other part about it is you might do some breath work and visualize, as we talked in the last episode, how you would like to enter into the space. So, the integration. Well, if we reflect, and I'm going to put this link to this column about the Hopi dream and the bundles, but this, as mentioned, the Hopi look at the dreaming as an integral part of life and this conversation that goes between the upper and lower world. They use Jamulki. It literally means bundle, and the word is used to describe a bundle containing a dead body prepared for burial. So some of you might think that's a little ominous. So for them, dreaming is connected in the Hopi mindset with the realm of the deceased and messages from them. And they would say that you might come back with a bundle or information or thoughts or images from the dream. And he reminds you in this article that we, or they, Hopi will remind you that while the body rests, the mind is free to range far and wide, bringing back discoveries and making connections that escape us in our ordinary life. So you might think about that when you're dreaming, you're bringing something back, some information that maybe you didn't have. So this is the key point, is where do we have the integration, and how would you like to make that integration in your daily life? One, taking time in the morning just to be still, not to bring too much thought to the dreaming, and actually hold speech around the dreaming. Many of the individuals that work with dreaming find it best as they deepen their practice to actually hold the dreaming in a way that they don't reveal too much about it, allow it to unfold. But it's a great idea if you feel something's really significant and that you're called to take action, you take action. In addition, you can write it down and note the date, where you are in the moon cycle, where you are in the Gregorian count. Moon cycle is also very important. And then you can go back and reference it and see if some of these cycles and openings and information were for the present, the future, or were about the past, and where they're connected to. You might notice that you're dreaming about someone that passed away right about the time they passed away several years back, and that would give you a clue as to the reference and why you're picking up on that information. The second part about the integration is allow yourself to be with it, but then also allow yourself to release it, not to hold or cling or attach to it so much. It's sometimes the dreaming is meant just to allow yourself to make peace or clear or move beyond something that is still hanging on. So we can look at this as having the ability to connect to information, carry it back with us from the underworld, as it would be referred to out at Hopi, and then bring it back to, or the lower world, and bring it back to the upper world, and utilize that, but hold it sacred, that bundle, that pouch, for when you're ready to use it, and utilize it, and pay attention to it. Sometimes those signs might be a signpost for you to pay attention in the upper world and say, okay, I had that dream and it's time for me to pay attention right here and now, and not create too many stories around it. So this would be that practice, is when you have the dream, not to put the mind in there and create your own creative spin on it. And in addition, remember there are metaphors in the dreams. So sometimes there might be a literal representation of a person, place, or thing. However, that might be a metaphor for something that's going to unfold. In addition, when you have a person in the dream, they may not realize that you're there. You might have awareness of them, and they might have awareness of you. Alternately, they might be a metaphor or symbol for something that you're to be aware of in the waking state, and not necessarily to be brought into your dream or your 3D upper world reality. So this is a practice. It takes time, and within each new lifetime, if you're committed to this practice from one lifetime to the next, you might have to remember some of your practices so you can sharpen and attune your skills. So as we exit out tonight, we're going to connect to a cycle, a dream cycle. It's from Massage Tribe, and it's called the Andean Dream Cycle. This is actually a beautiful album I just happened upon. If you do have trouble dreaming, they have these short little snippets that you could listen to and fall asleep if you need that assistance. Again, preparing the set and setting. They're really short, and then you might find that you like a certain sound, and then you might find more music that's related to that so you can stay in that theme, because this one's going through many different places around the world. So just to briefly recap, again, create that set and setting. Take some time, space before you go into the dream. If you can omit alcohol and recreational drugs way before going to bed, you're going to have a much more coherent dream. state, if you can omit them completely, you're going to be really clear for yourself and both realities of your life, or all realities of your life. Then take some time to breathe and go into that dream state. And then from there, when you come out of the dreaming world, take some time to record it if you remember it. Write it down if you're inspired, or make a mental file folder for that one. And just see what happens. Hold it near and dear to your heart. And the integration will happen over time. And what you think it is at one time may not exactly be what you thought it was. Give it time to ripen. It may take several cycles before you realize all the messages in one dream. I know for myself, when I have really significant dreams, I can feel it, and so I pay attention, and every time that dream keeps circling around in the waking or dreaming state, I pay attention. I look for more details and really deepen the understanding of what's been communicated to me or is continuing to be communicated to me. In addition, if you feel you're meant to take action and move forward with your day in a certain way, pay attention. If you feel it's a warning, listen. Don't put too much thought or stories into it. Just listen to that guttural response, because that's an intuition center for you too. So we're going to sign out with Andean Dream Cycle by Massage Tribe. And if you have any questions or feedback, I would love to include them in future segments. Please send them to SuzanneToro@gmail.com. Again, that's SuzanneToro@gmail.com. Until next time, this is she signing out with a full heart, a soft gaze, a big smile, and a namaste. Be simply.